Hare Krishna. Arrived here in Toronto, and it's evening time. Before I take rest, I'd like to just answer a question from Shyamadas and Gopi Baba, who write in a lecture from Andhra Prabhu. He stated that Lord Chaitanya did not have compassion towards the rascal fallen conditioned souls because they left Krishna in anxiety by leaving him. Lord Chaitanya's compassion was towards Krishna's distress because we turned away from him. This caused a bit of a misunderstanding in a few devotees, as we often hear that Lord Chaitanya was very compassionate towards everyone and gave Krishna prema to many. I don't know what Andhra Prabhu said or what the context is, and if I'm not going to reply to what Andhra Prabhu said, but rather to the question itself. Did Lord Chaitanya not have compassion towards the fallen conditioned souls? It's not what the general tenor of Srila Prabhupada's teachings are. Srila Prabhupada does instruct us often about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's magnanimity, the softness of his heart, his concern for fallen conditioned souls, the trouble that he goes to preach to them. In fact, his reason for taking sannyas is because he felt compassion for all of the Pashandis and scholars and logicians who wouldn't otherwise offer him respect. So these are statements of our Acharya, these are statements of Shastra, and they're direct statements, they're not indirect statements, therefore we should take them as they are. However, it can certainly be understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also being in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and of course also as a Jagat Guru or a Acharya, also felt Krishna's pain, that Krishna was abandoned by the fallen conditioned souls, and that Krishna was feeling compassion. So rather than say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not feeling compassion for the conditioned souls, it would seem to be the more reasonable thing to say is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, and he was also feeling compassion for Lord Krishna. However, because Srila Prabhupada's emphasis is on the former, namely compassion to the fallen souls, and I don't know of him mentioning this other type of compassion, although I would agree with it, that may also be a factor in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's psychology and bhava. Still, we should emphasize that which Srila Prabhupada emphasized, particularly as it relates to preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. And then, of course, no doubt that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna are one and the same person, therefore, if by that statement Krishna is feeling compassion or anxiety due to the departure of the fallen conditioned souls, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also Krishna, is also feeling that same sentiment. And Srila Prabhupada points out that a devotee represents Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when his heart is also filled with compassion for conditioned souls. This is how Srila Prabhupada defines a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, by distribution of the holy name, prasad, and transcendental knowledge, Srila Prabhupada's books, we can actually do good to fallen conditioned souls, and at the same time relieve Krishna's anxiety and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for them. That is the quality of compassion that Vaishnavas must certainly cultivate, and by engaging in preaching activities and regularly hearing the truths of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, one develops the vision to see just exactly how much suffering living entities are when they're disconnected from the Lord. Hare Krishna. That's it for today.